Take me home, tarmac roads, to the place I belong, near Northampton, Mountain Mama, traffic cones. Take me home, CCTV, speed cams on the road, motorway services, charging me lots for food. Need a coffee, trying to stay awake. Heading southwards on this tarmac snake. Take me home, M6 to M1. Oh man, am I bored of this. Desperately trying to stay awake. It's been two manic, crazy, and yeah, pretty damn exciting days in the Manchester, Chestershire area, starting with Bury, Digital Bury, which was awesomeness, and then a great day today at Corner House, who are Corner House MCR on Twitter, and what a lovely venue. And today I was running a workshop in the annex, and that annex was nice, light, bright, with a big area for projection and intimate, great food at lunch. Day before, I've been looked after by Tony Tickle, who is a man who seems to know everybody in the Bury area. Bury. When I'm in Manchester, I get told it's pronounced Bury. When I'm in Bury, hanging out with posh people, they tell me it's pronounced Bury. So, you decide! But what a great area of the country. It's been really, really eye-opening watching people who are naturally good conversationalists. People who are generally, well, they come from friendly, conversational, open and thoughtful communities that will stop in the street, talk to complete strangers. I remember last night driving around for a bleeding hour trying to find car parking space in the centre of Manchester that will let my high-roofed vehicle in, and I'm coming down the dodgiest, darkest looking alleyway, and there must be a 19, 20 year old girl walking along with her headphones on. I'm in this mysterious looking van which would not look out of place in a B-grade US movie kidnapping said young ladies. I wind the window down, and I've got tinted windows along the side, so you know what's going on. And she just stops and comes up and says, "Hello." Kind of knowing I wanted directions. "Hi, do you know of any car parks in the area?" "Well, if you go up there, you'll find that there. If you go that way, you'll find that there. You get a da-da." And I know what you're thinking. No, she wasn't a lady of the night. She was a student on the way home taking a shortcut. But how friendly and how not suspicious if it was around Northampton way. In fact, funny thing is, my first night working for the Chronicle and Echo, I was in a place called Spring Burrows, and I parked the car to ask directions. This woman held onto the window, wouldn't let go, saying, "Do you want a party?" "No, I'm working, I've got no time to go to a party. Do you want a party?" Turns out she was a girl of the night, whatever, and I had to drive off with her holding on. Couldn't run very fast in the shoes she was wearing, so I was alright after about 200 yards and a lot of sparks. So anyway, quality side corner, part of the United Kingdom, and I'm looking forward to getting back to Manchester. Any excuse to get back to Manchester and the surrounding areas. So, great. Well, looking forward to going home, though. Boy, am I tired. I'm going to have a very chillaxing weekend. Even though I know tomorrow morning I'm going to be made to get up at dawn, I'm going to look forward to it because I haven't seen my little boy for a good couple of days now, and he's probably going to school already, who knows? No, he can't do, he's not one yet, but you know what I'm saying. So, yep, I've talked myself awake a bit more. No more songs for a bit, promise you. Take it easy now.